Corbyn ally admits Brexit party stole Labour votes. By Victoria Friedman on December 13, 2019. Shadow Chancellor of the Exchequer John McDonnell admitted that Labour lost votes because left-wing leavers switched to the Brexit party. Speaking to Sky News on Friday morning, the Marxist said the party faced its worst defeat since 1935 because Brexit dominated the whole debate. We couldn't break through on other issues, so I think it was Brexit. If you look at what's happened in most of the seats, particularly in the northern seats, the votes showed shifts have been from Labour to the Brexit party rather than the Tories. We just couldn't get through the Brexit argument, basically. Mr. McDonnell denied that Jeremy Corbyn's leadership or his policies were to blame. Brexit party leader Nigel Farage stood down his candidates in target Tory seats but continued to challenge Labour in the Leave heartlands of the North, Midlands, and Wales. Speaking to Sky News Australia in the early hours of Friday morning, Mr. Farage credited the wide Tory lead with his tactic of taking votes from traditional Labour voters. Mr. Farage said, "I knew there were lots of Labour voters, former mining communities, who would not vote Conservative if you paid them. But they will vote for me. I knew I could rip chunks out of Labour. By taking lots of votes, Conservatives are winning seats with no increased vote share. I've done them a huge favour on all levels." Thanking voters on Friday morning, Prime Minister Boris Johnson also gave his humbled thanks to the Labour voters that did lend him their votes. Mr. Johnson said, "You may only have lent us your vote and you may not think of yourself as a natural Tory. You may intend to return to Labour the next time round. And if that is the case, I'm humbled that you have put your trust in me and you have put your trust in us. I, and we, will never take your support for granted. I will make it my mission to work night and day, flat out, to prove you right in voting for me this time and to earn your support in the future. In this election, your voice has been heard, and about time, too."